Joining us on the line this morning is David Lewis. He's the director of Corruption Watch, talking to us about this issue. A very, very good morning to us, to you, David. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, I'm Howard. Thank you. Yes, I'm good.
So it's obviously quite a sad state of affairs that this needed to be released. It needed to be released on Youth Day. What prompted this?
Well, you know, there is a very severe problem with, you know, we have done a lot of work on police corruption beyond that fact sheet. And there's a story to tell there. It's about corruption, about police abuse, abuse of power. And, you know, they're a vital institution. I mean, they're a vital institution, you know, not least of all, well, they should be in fighting corruption. It's an entirely unusual state of affairs. Mm. I mean, wherever you look, the police are generally considered to be the most corrupt institution in the country, and it kind of figures, you know. Corruption is an abuse of power. Mm. Those who are most powerful will be most corrupt. And
yeah,
there's no institution more powerful than the police, vis-a-vis the citizens. But it's a very difficult state of affairs, and there are police services that are more or less corrupt, and so we're trying to, you know, make them answerable and accountable.
Has it deteriorated?
Difficult to say. I mean, I think, you know, to some extent it might have. I mean, whether it has deteriorated or not, it's bad enough to warrant thought and action and to think about how to deal with it. And, you know, we've done that. So I don't know if you know about this tool that we've developed called the VESA tool, which is a very exciting...
No, tell me about it.
Well, you know, one of our staff members really took it upon herself to having first persuaded a sort of jury of notable people to award us a prize that is supported by Google. For us, it was a very large prize, a $250,000 prize,
wow.
Actually.
Wow.
And it was to develop a tool to hold, to try and help. What is that? Sorry.
No, we can hear you.
Was that you?
No. It's clear on our side, so it just must be.
To hold the police accountable. And it's an online tool that, using a heat map, can identify every police station in the country. And by clicking on the police station, you can find out where the police station is, who the station commander is, how many vehicles the police station has, stuff about its performance. And by doing that, you can compare your own police station to any other police station in the country.
Amazing.
Including those that are immediately proximate. And so, you know, you'll discover that Stellenbosch might have a very much lower rate of crime than Cloutiersville, 4 kilometers away, but they have a far better equipped police station, better resourced police station. And this becomes the basis for holding the police accountable for saying, you know, we want more vehicles, or we want more detectives, or we want a facility that deals with rape and gender-based violence. And, you know, we're hoping that people will start using this, as I say, as a way of holding their police station accountable.
Is there buy-in from the police themselves?
Yeah, the police have been pretty, the senior levels of police have been pretty cooperative in dealing with us. I mean, you know, we've obviously had to gather together an enormous amount of data. And by and large, they've been cooperative. I mean, different in different provinces and different areas, but by and large, I think they know that what we're doing, well, the senior police appreciate that what we're doing is really attempting to improve the relationship between the community and the police. This is not a hostile effort. You know, in fact, one of the facilities on the website is to nominate an ethical cop. You know, and so it really is an attempt to try and develop a better relationship between the police and the community, which is at a very, very low level. The levels of trust are very low.
I think that is also so important. I was chatting to a friend the other day. They were on their way back from somewhere from Mpumalanga, and there was an incident on the road, and the police were absolutely incredible. They helped them. They couldn't have done more. And he said to me, he just loved to find a way to thank them and to, this is exactly what you're talking about. It works both ways.
Well, tell us to go to our website and nominate them.
I'm going to do that. Yeah, absolutely. So what are the basic things in the fact sheet? What should people, if they have a negative incident or even a positive incident, what should they be recording?
Well, you know, if I could answer by going back to this tool, you know, one of the facilities on the tool is to tell people, is to try and, you know, instruct people or educate people as to what their rights are when confronted by the police in different circumstances. So if they are arrested, or if they're stopped at a roadblock, or if, what others are, they're arrested, if there's six of them, they're arrested, that are stopped at a roadblock where you go in to the police to report something. It's a fact sheet, an instruction sheet, in what your rights are when dealing with the police. And I think that the first thing is that people need to know that. They need to know what police can demand of them when they're stopped at a roadblock. You know, simple stuff like, are you compelled to get out of your car or not? Can you be asked to pay fines that have accumulated over a long period? That seems to have gone down very well, and I think it should be a first reference point for people. But
I think that's probably the best thing to do is to go. So just give us that website, so that
you can get to it via our website, corruptionwatch.org, www.corruptionwatch.org. And it's a really innovative tool. It's a real demonstration, a cutting edge demonstration of how technology can be used in the fight against corruption or for police accountability. And, you know, despite the enormous sort of brain power that went into building the tool, it's actually very simple to use. I mean, even I can use it, you know, and, that should be easy, make it very easy for anybody else.